It brings good luck to the wearer, the saleswoman told her as she noticed her interest. Would you like to see it? Grace nodded. Does it work? Oh, yes. The thread pattern is strong magic. Grace didn't know if she believed that, but then, a week ago, she would never have believed two drunk women could conjure a Macedonian general to life either. She paid the woman for it, then turned to Julian. Lean down, she told him. He looked skeptical. Come on, she teased. Humor me. The saleswoman laughed at them as Grace fastened it around his neck. That boy don't need no luck charm, Cher. He be needin' a spell to thwart the attention of those women staring at his rear while he's stooped over. Grace looked past him to see the three women who were indeed ogling his butt. For the first time, she felt a vicious stab of jealousy. The feeling evaporated as Julian kissed her cheek tenderly before straightening. His look devilish, he draped a possessive arm over her shoulders. As they passed the women, Grace couldn't suppress her own mischievous impulse. She paused by the women. By the way, he looks even better naked.
You certainly would know, my sweet,
Julian said as he put his sunglasses on, then draped his arm back over her shoulders. Grace slid her hand around his waist and into his front pocket as he hugged her against his side.
You know, Julian whispered to her. If you want to move that hand a little lower in my pocket, I wouldn't mind a bit.
She squeezed him, but kept her hand where it was. The women's envious stares followed them all the way down the street. For dinner, Grace took him to Mike Anderson's seafood to eat. She cringed as they brought out Julian's oysters and placed them on the table.
Ew,
she said as he ate one. Offended, he scowled at her.
They're delicious.
I don't think so.
That's only because you don't know how to eat them.
Sure I do. You open your mouth and let the slimy thing slide down your throat. He took a swig of beer.
That's one way of doing it.
That's how you just did it.
True, but would you like to try another way?
She bit her lip in indecision. Something in his demeanor warned her it could be most dangerous to take him up on this challenge.
I don't know.
Trust me?
Hardly, she scoffed. He shrugged and took another swig of beer.
Your loss.
Oh, all right, she relented, too curious by now to continue declining. But if I gag, remember I warned you. Julian hooked his heels around her chair legs and pulled her so close to him that their thighs were pressed together. He wiped his hands on his jeans, then picked up the smallest oyster on his plate.
All right, then,
he murmured in her ear. He draped his arm over her shoulders.
Tilt your head back.
She did. He stroked her throat with his fingers, causing chills to erupt all over her body. She swallowed, amazed by the tenderness of his touch, amazed at just how good he felt by her side.
Open your mouth,
he breathed as he nuzzled her neck with his nose. She obeyed. He tilted the oyster to slide into her mouth. As the oyster slid down her throat, he ran his tongue up her neck in the opposite direction. Grace shuddered at the unexpected sensations. Her breasts tingled, and a thousand chills went through her. It was incredible, and for once, she didn't mind the taste of the oyster at all.